Sorry?
Are you okay with it?
Okay with what, ma'am?
Giving me?
Oh, absolutely. We love to give people food. Some good treats in there. Most important, I'm a traveling preacher. There's the gospel good news, how to find eternal life.
I was reading you.
Huh?
I was reading you the whole time I was sitting there.
If you ever get online, check out our website. Our phone number's on there. If we could help you. Excuse me, I'm not sick. I just have a...
No, I came over to look at the RVs and I was reading.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a traveling street preacher. We're headed down to Florida because it's so nice outside and everybody's outside. So I go out and tell the good news of Jesus Christ and how Christ came and shed his blood for the world. But sadly, in America and much of the world, everybody thinks, well, I just believe in Jesus and he's going to cover me and he's going to take me to heaven. But that's not what he said. He said, if you'll repent, follow after him with all your heart, and keep his word, he's coming back for us. And so America is very, you see what's going on in America. It's very sad.
East coast or west coast?
I'm sorry?
You're going on the east coast?
We'll be all over Florida.
No, yeah. I was just wondering because I have preferences and I was just wondering. Yeah, I'm not asking for a ride.
No. Yeah, I couldn't give anybody a ride anyway. We only have two seats in there because it's our camper van. But yeah, we bop all around Florida because it's nice weather and everybody's outside. If we stayed up north, nobody's outside. It's all freezing cold. It's my wife, Debbie.
Nice to meet you. I'm Linda. Yeah. Now, have you been in a camping situation for very long with this?
No, we don't. We like places like this because we get to meet people like you. So we like Walmart. We do free camping, so we use the Lord's money.
No, I was just
wisdom.
Wondering. I mean, because I'm always interested in the car camping situation.
Yeah.
So have you been doing that for a long time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Living in our van.
Yeah, our van. Yeah. You wouldn't know it. We have a queen-size bed in the back of that van.
No, I'm always curious. And what else do you have, like a propane stove?
Yep, we have a little cooker, and we have a portable shower we can set up, and so we're all fully...
Shower?
It's just kind of improvised shower curtain stuff, but yeah, we have everything we need in there.
Because you can get one of those Walmart things and it's like a little hut.
Yeah, you can get those too. But we like it. We love simplicity. We love simple. We love small. We can travel, fit into tight places. But I retired early to go and just travel and encourage people that this life is fleeting. And do you ever go online at all? Go in the library or something? Go online or anything like that?
I haven't been for a while.
What's that?
I haven't been for a while.
Oh, that's probably good. We have a printed track if you'd like to read more. Would you like something like that?
Yes.
Would you grab one of our printed tracks, honey?
Okay. And I appreciate this so much, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's a God bag, and I love you.
Yes, yes. Well, we Jesus said the greatest commands are to love God and love your neighbor. So you're our neighbor. We want to love you. We want to encourage people, though, that, again, I meet a lot of people, and they just... American churchianity, all these Sunday buildings have trained people. Uh-huh. Believe in Jesus and you're okay and you're going to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. It's like a marriage. I can't just believe in my wife. I got to be faithful and love her and take care of her. We have to be faithful to God and read his word. Do you have a Bible?
If you have a pocket one, I'd be thrilled.
Yep. Let me go see if I can find a pocket one.
All right.
Let me go see.
Somebody gave me beautiful Bibles, but they're always too big. I gotta have a small one.
Like a real small one. Yeah, the ones we have are like this big or whatever, but yeah.
No, it would be helpful. I keep trying to have a Bible and it's just so hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we encourage people to get in God's word because man-made religion has deceived people. They're all about money and power. And the religious places that you see on all the corners here, they were not started by God because their foundation was only, in the 1800s? That's 1800 years past Christ.
Yeah.
So we encourage people to get in God's word and go all the way back to the New Testament body that Christ set up and follow his word because I don't know.
Where are you from originally?
We're from the north. By the Wisconsin area.
Yeah, yep. I always like to know the territory. You don't have to give me towns or anything. But I'm from Connecticut, so I knew you were north.
Yeah, we left the north because when it's cold outside, there's nobody outside to talk to share the gospel with.
It's not fun either.
Yeah, so we've migrated south, and we're centrally located. We have a little piece of land in Missouri.
Oh.
And we're hardly ever there. It's off-grid. It's just something simple. It doesn't cost us anything.
Oh, that's fine.
And then when we're
there. So you have a legal address.
Yes, we do.
That's what I mean.
That's
cool.
Yep, we do. And then we travel around wherever the weather is warmer, where people are outside, so that way we can share the truth and encourage them on.
Now, do you ever do any West Coast at all?
We go out to Lately, we've been out as far as like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and the areas. We usually go out to like South Dakota and Wyoming, uh-huh. to the tourist places.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people there. Not for us to see tourism, because we're not interested in that. We're just interested in giving out God's word.
Yeah, the people.
Yeah. Like we were at Mount Rushmore last year. Last year, we were also at the Super Bowl preaching while they were there.
Yep. Did you have fun?
Fun preaching?
Well, you know.
You know what? There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, we thought it would be a very drunken party on the outside, because you don't go in.
Yeah.
We don't. And it wasn't. We actually got to witness to some people.
You'd have to go to Alabama for tailgating drunk.
Okay. Well, Wisconsin is kind of known for that, too. Yeah. But, yeah, we don't usually go into places that are filled with the debauchery like that. We usually stay out and try to call people.
They're youngsters having fun.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sinful fun.
How about the whole New Testament? Right. Small enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
The whole New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament's important too, but the New Testament will give you everything you need to read, be encouraged, place your faith in Jesus Christ, and begin to obey and follow him with all your heart.
Are you sure you can give this?
Right. Of course, that's what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
where are you headed? What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I've been here for 8 days.
8 days? How long have you been what do you call yourself?
A traveling...
Some people don't like the word homeless, so you have no family or nothing?
Well, my family's... it's a long story.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. Where are you headed?
I don't know.
Warm.
I came from northern Georgia.
Oh, northern Georgia. Yeah, we were up by Dalton.
Yeah,
we wintered some cold nights.
Oh, yeah,
it was about 15 at night.
It was pretty chilly. We have a
generator and we run our heater, but we don't sleep with it at night. So when you get up in the morning, it gets cold. But it's certainly not as cold if you're sleeping outside.
No, I mean, Valdosta is South Georgia. That's why I went from North Georgia to South.
Yeah, you're headed in the right direction if you're outside.
Do you know that I was listening to Tallahassee NPR, which is, you know, National Public Radio?
Yeah.
And they were saying that their temperature got down to 28 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw it central, even all the way down in central Florida, it was like in the 30s, 20s, 30s. They were all...
Right.
You know, we're from Wisconsin originally, so...
I asked! Well,
yeah, I told
them. Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Yeah, that's cold, too.
I could tell that you were northern people.
Yeah.
So we migrate south where the people are to share the word of God.
Well, you've got our phone number and our email if you ever do connect or anything. Do you have a phone and stuff that you communicate with people?
No.
You don't have a phone?
No.
Okay.
Well, I know. That's weird.
We gave you the most important thing, the word of God.
Amen.
Stick that track in there. When you're discouraged, read that and then make a decision to not just believe in Jesus, but to follow him.
Right.
Repent, read his word.
The last one I got, I'm serious, it was like 4 pounds.
It was like what?
The 4 pound Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You know
we try to bring small ones. A lot of guys don't even want that. So this is the book of John, which is good. So we try to
fine.
Give up.
I'm so grateful.
Good.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you too.
God be praised.
Take care.
Thank you.